about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You are listening to us live right now. We air live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 12 midnight, 8 to 11 Central, 7 to 10 Mountain Time. Look, I got it all. Not in the right order, but I got it all. So for those of you listening, we are live right now. So please call in. We'll take your medical questions, take your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, I will give you some of the latest and the greatest with medical highlights. We had a recent Legionnaire's death locally in one of our hotels. I'm based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and so I live here. I love this city, but we've kind of had some Legionnaire's scares in the last year or two. So I want to talk about that, what exactly it is, and why you may need to be of concern in your particular city. We spent a lot of time over the last couple hours talking about pre-diabetes. I'll quickly review that for those of you that missed that. Also an interesting story. Some of the high schools in Palm Beach County tried to go green. And unfortunately, with the waterless urinals, it backfired. Pipes, I guess, leaked. And now there's urine, seeping into classrooms. Pretty disgusting stuff. So we're going to talk about that. Also, really cool. Scientists have developed brain cells out of skin. So they went from skin cells to brain cells. Pretty cool stuff. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this three-year-old who finally was diagnosed with his twin being in his stomach. His would-be twin, obviously it's only parts, are still a part of his body. So he's going to get that taken care of. Also, it looks like when we pick up kids in the carpool, they're not wearing their seatbelts. And honestly, really, we got to get a clue. We got to get a clue. But what we're really celebrating today is iPad's second birthday. Yeah, iPad turned 2. You guys have iPads? I didn't want to buy one. I was like, I have an iPhone. What do I need an iPad? Because I really don't like laptops. We've talked about laptops. You get laptop neck, laptop shoulder. Some people burn their legs on the laptops. Then they were even talking about how laptops could actually ruin your sperm count. Not that I'm nervous about that by any means. But, so when the iPad came out, I am not spending $5.99 or $8.99 plus Wi-Fi for this. But apparently they said iPad turns 2 this week. And I can't believe it's been 2 years. I don't know what kind of a birthday party they celebrated for the iPad. I'm sure it was expensive. The iPad's expensive. I'm sure the birthday party was expensive. And, I mean, it's cool. You could read your books. You could play games. You know, it's just, I had argument after argument. I made the kids work for it, make money. I mean, they worked in the office, of course, you know, doing chores, things like that, make money. I wasn't going to buy them one of these things. But iPad turns 2. You know, it's interesting. They were talking to one of Mark Zuckerberg's roommates. I need to find out. We're going to probably talk about that after the break. Remember Mark Zuckerberg who came up with Facebook? Well, the roommate actually had said no, right, for a variety of reasons. If you haven't seen the movie The Social Network, I recommend you do. Well, apparently, thank God for him, Joe Green, the roommate of Mark Zuckerberg, will be profiting from the IPO launch because he has Facebook shares. I guess Facebook now is going to be selling shares and selling stocks and now going to have shareholders. This is going to probably make Mark Zuckerberg one of the richest guys ever. But this is very interesting. One of his old roommates, Joe Green, decided not to go forward with his buddy Zuckerberg with the Social Network. Apparently what had happened is he had been a part of that face mash where, remember, if you saw the Social Network movie, they came up with the site where you got to choose which girl was more attractive. It's called face mash. And apparently they got in trouble because they hacked into the system. Well, Mr. Green was like, okay, oh, my father was not going to want me to get kicked out of school. No way. So when Mark was kind of dealing with this Facebook thing in the way beginning, he was like, you know what, I'm just going to still go on with my school. And he did. He later went on to work for John Kerry's campaign. And now he's running an online charitable giving service that actually is one of Facebook's largest applications. They're giving us the name. So he's making money, but it basically lost about $400 million because he would have been a part of this. But the kid looks happy. But, I mean, imagine being the one to say, nah, I'm not going to be a part of it. Well, anyway, they say Mark Zuckerberg right now is 27 years old and is worth $17.5 billion. He actually owns 24% of Facebook. He's a founder and chief executive officer. Why does he only own that? Then there's Dustin Moskowitz, age 27, net worth $3.5 billion, holds 6% of Facebook. Eduardo Saverin. Eduardo was the one that, in the social network, was the one that got screwed over. He has his net worth $2 billion because after the lawsuit, he was able to get a 5% stake in Facebook. He is a co-founder. Then you have Chris Hughes, estimated $700 million. My gosh, look at this money. He's only 28 years old. Look how young. Sean Parker is the one that found Napster, owns 4% of Facebook, net worth $2.1 billion. And then the Winklevoss twins, remember? 30 years old, these are the guys who said Mark Zuckerberg stole the idea of Facebook from them. They accepted a $20 million cash settlement and Facebook stock that can now be worth more than $150 million. Remember they wanted to fight? They didn't like their settlement? Well, Facebook stock, oh, that's going to be worth something. Yeah, I got to tell you, I understand the craze with Facebook. First, the blue. The blue is very attractive. That's why Twitter did blue. There's something very calming and inviting about blue. All right, so that's got to be the blue. Second, people like to advertise themselves, so it's free advertising, right? People like to poke, super poke. I see that, but there's going to be a self-destruct with Facebook. The problem with Facebook right now is it's too cluttered. Twitter's getting that way, too. So you don't sit there and read everybody else's posts. You can't. It takes you 2 hours to read 5 minutes of posts. So you post and you run like a college billboard. And that's going to be, I think, it's self-destruct. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I need you guys to maybe teach me something, all right? I'm kind of learning about the whole pubertal boy right now. You know, I'm raising two boys. One of them is starting to go through the change. And for those of you listening into my previous hour, my show's like a soap opera, okay? You know, I don't want to leave anybody hanging, but it's soap opera. Well, my child was, my older one was punched in the stomach today at school. And I was furious. He was punched in the stomach by a guy twice his size. And my son had said all he did was drop a piece of paper. I'm like, okay, really? You dropped a piece of paper and the kid punched you? All right. But my kid couldn't punch back or do anything back because the teacher was watching. And I think, you know, under the circumstances, he did what he could. All right. Although, you know, after the fact, we're talking about there's so many things he could have done. You know, I could have tripped him, could have, you know, wedgied. Anyway, so in between breaks, I called the mother. Oh, yeah, you bet. I'm going to talk to this kid's mama. Whoo, battle of the mamas. You guys saw Clash of the Titans, Clash of the Mamas. All right, but anyway, I approached it very level-headed. First, I was in the middle of break. You know, I can't get all excited and upset because I need to have such a calm, soothing voice on the show when I get back and talk to you guys on the show. So I had to be very calm. And I was calm. And, yeah, I called her up and I said, hi, I'm Dahlia Wax. You know, oh, of the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, she didn't do that. You know, who? I'm like, I'm, you know, my son Stone's mom. You know, what happened? He got punched in the stomach. I just wanted to talk to you about what happened. I, you know, did my son do anything to, you know, provoke it? And she's like, you know what? even if he did, it's still wrong. What my son did was wrong, and my son's going to now apologize. And the son got on the phone and talked to my kid and apologized. And, okay, that was cool. Yeah, I mean, a little anticlimactic, you know. I mean, this really could have been a good cat fight. But, you know, I mean, I had to have it that way. I mean, I couldn't let my son see me open up a can of whoop-butt on the mom while I'm on the phone. I had to look calm and cool. But, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up, and the reason why I'm saying I may not really get it, is I'm noticing a lot of aggressive behavior from all the boys in this class. Now, the boys are still at an age, they're 11 years old, where they still have birthday parties. You know, I mean, you know how you get older, you're like, all right, I'm just going to go to the movies with my friend, or I'm going to have a sleepover, or something like that. But they're still at the age where they'll go to, like, one of the little race car places, you know, the kids' race car places, or bowling, etc. And, you know, when they were younger, yeah, maybe a little competition, but they'd forget about it, you know, with ice cream and cake. You know, now, they're really kind of fighting and really aggressive. And I'm not used to seeing this much aggression in boys in that age group. I mean, I remember my brother being aggressive, but I just thought he was mean, you know, but I always thought he was mean. I didn't look at the whole puberty thing. I mean, are guys always like that? Do you go through a time where your testosterone is just bubbling? Like, you know how girls, when they go through puberty and their periods and cramps were miserable? It hurts. You can't wear white jeans. You know, you're just absolutely miserable. But are boys going through that too? Are you just crawling out of your skin? I mean, I really kind of feel sorry for the pubertal boy. I mean, especially if they have erections and things like that. That must be horrible. I mean, I always thought girls got the worst end of it, but maybe I'm wrong. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY. I don't know if any of you are going to want to call it on this one. 1-877-362-3254. But I'm just noticing the boys are very, very aggressive. There was a birthday party where they were, I guess, driving race cars. We have something in our city called Pole Position, and it's really kind of cool. I haven't done a party there because it's too expensive. I got to like the kids more to do something like that. But one of the families, they did a party there, and they're, you know, driving these race cars, and they're bumping each other. But then when they get out, instead of giggling like little boys used to, they're actually taking it out further. They're just still fighting. And I'm looking at these kids. And so I guess today, my son, what had happened was, I guess they were playing a Jeopardy game in class, and half the class lost and half the class won. And the half of the class that won, they were rubbing it in the, you know, like, yeah, we won. Yay, we won. And these other guys were getting mad. And this one kid that got mad punched my kid. Now, no excuse. But, you know, boy, turn it down a notch. What is going on with all the testosterone and all the heat and all the aggression? This is crazy. I mean, I was just talking about the wussification of boys and how I think boys are too girly. They're getting breast tissue. They're crying when the coach yells at them. And I think we're really wussifying them. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they, I guess, are more estrogen sensitive prior to puberty, and then they become aggressive. But I'm actually looking at kids, they almost seem to be a little more aggressive. I was shocked. I have all these theories, and I talk about these theories, and I'm seeing what's happening in my kids' class, and I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, yeah, I think, you know, some of them are wussies, but dang, they're aggressive. And nobody punches my baby. I mean, I know it's all said and done. You know, dad's mad. Dad's, you know, enrolling him in Krav Maga and karate and taekwondo and getting a taser and all that. But my kid's all happy. He's like, oh, no big thing. You know, what I think happened is he probably really goaded the kid. Not that that was, you know, allowed, and not that that was validated. But, you know, he probably goaded the kid, because I know. I see what he does to his brother. But it's, you know, it's a shame because It's just, if these kids can't control themselves at this age, no wonder we have all this road rage. Yeah? Whew. Oh, somebody made me so mad driving down the street the other day. Oh my gosh. I kept my cool because I can't get any more tickets. My husband said he'd divorce me if I get one more traffic ticket. All I have to do is make it to 2014 without a traffic ticket, and then I get to start over again. So I kept my cool. But boy, you know, now I know what that testosterone rage feels like. When somebody, you know, just cuts me off in traffic, I get so mad. Yeah, kind of like Tyler Perry's Madea. type of mad. All right, let's go to the story. Brain cells developed out of skin samples. This is cool. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say, this is cool, researchers at Edinburgh Center for Regenerative, well, Edinburgh Center for Regenerative Medicine will have created brain tissues from skin stem cells. All right, now, what they've done is they've taken a skin sample. And they've organized it in a way that it will grow as a stem cell. Then the stem cell is directed to grow into brain cells. Now, it's cool, but creepy. Creepy. All right. To develop brain cells from skin has been impossible up until now. But again, you can make brain cells, looks like, from stem cells. And stem cells, you could possibly, in theory, make any type of cell in the body that you want from that. So if they make the skin cells into stem cells and the stem cells into brain cells, this is the first time I heard it. Last year, they did something very similar with skin cells where they made nerve cells, same way. And again, nerve cells, then into brain cells. Now, what is this good for? Well, I mean, can you imagine dementia, Alzheimer's, brain tumors, traumatic brain injury? They could do so much. They say developing brain tissues are otherwise not possible till the time a person has died. But through their method, they've been successful in developing brain tissues that two at a time when a person is alive. Sorry, this comes from overseas, so the English is all off. All right. They say scientists said that such kind of development is taken after 16 years of research in Scotland. At first, they did the Dolly clone. Remember Dolly the sheep was created? Since then, not much development has taken place. So now researchers at Edinburgh Center for Regenerative Medicine has now raised hope of better survival for mentally ill patients. They say if the brain tissue works well, then doctors would be greatly helped to treat psychological patients. And like I said, they could actually use this for Alzheimer's, dementia, traumatic brain injury, so many things. So pretty cool stuff. Now, why creepy? I don't know. I still look at God being in control and nature being in control. Anytime you mess with nature, I think it wants to bite you in the butt. You know, I'm a little nervous about regrowing. I mean, what are they going to be able to do, regrow a brain? I don't think they could do that. I mean, I think that's a long way off. But it's just, I mean, it amazes me that they could tinker with, you know, cells and organs like this. I mean, again, we are going to be probably in our lifetime at the point where you need a kidney, they'll grow one for you. They'll use your own stem cells and grow one. And that's great because we're having a huge transplant issue. But I think they'll be able to do that within the next few decades. I really do. I mean, they are so close. I wouldn't even be surprised if they could do it by the end of this decade. I mean, they are moving like lightning. The only problem is again, you know, we got to make sure it functions well. I mean, your stem cells, what type of genetic, you know, if your first kidney failed, will this also have that type of predilection for you to have a failed kidney? And will it speed up because the kidney was created so quickly? You know, so there's a lot of little kinks that have to be worked out, but either way, still pretty cool. All right, we are going to be coming up on break. When we come back, more medical news. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Coming right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sad news today, a 19-year-old died falling from a Park City chairlift. All right. This is pretty similar to what happened with a previous child falling from a chairlift, different slope, I should say. But it's a 19-year-old University of Utah student. She fell 30 feet from a chairlift. Now, they believe that she might have actually suffered a medical episode, maybe a seizure, when she fell. They said Ski Patrol workers arrived within a minute of the fall, but she had been pronounced dead 2 hours later. They haven't disclosed who she is. They said the chairs have safety bars, and the lift is on a slope used for beginners, so they aren't sure if she was using the bar or what happened. Again, these, you know, we're in ski season and snowboarding season, and it always scares me. I'm scared of heights, so I have a big problem with the lifts, but I still go anyway. You know, but like my kids, they're kind of scooting around. I'm like, no, stay put. Stay put. I get so nervous that they're going to fall. Well, I mean, I know ski lifts are supposedly safe, and there was that one time when one crashed. Was that last year when they crashed? Oh, that scares the heck out of me. But anyway, just again, you need to watch your kids, all right? And unfortunately, you wonder exactly what happened and why she fell off. Okay, so for those of you that like to travel a lot and you go through San Francisco International Airport, and if you like yoga, you're going to be very happy to hear that a Zen room has been opened for travelers who wish to do yoga before catching a flight out of town. San Francisco Airport Director John Martin officially opened the facility, which is located just past security and next to the Recompose area in Terminal 2. Now, I've been to San Francisco Airport a lot. They have some great, a great food court. I mean, they have like soup. You could get some real healthy food in their food court. They probably have one of the best food courts. I mean, no Sbarro's Pizza, so my kids are unhappy with that, but no Burger King or whatever. They got some really good foods. They got like, you know, a bakery, and I like the airport for the food that they have. All right. The facility is marked yoga room, has a big glass door. It'll be available free of charge to ticketed passengers who feel the need to meditate, stretch, or do whatever else one might do to get zen like before the flight. I don't do yoga. I mean, I like yoga. I don't know if I have the, the balance or the, I don't. I've done yoga. I have difficulty just with the balance, I think. And usually everybody else in the room is tiny, you know, and I feel like I'm the clumsy one. So, I don't know. Okay. This kind of bothered me today. There was a story about a gentleman who had hiccups and the doctor tried everything. And I'm looking at this going, well, if the gentleman had nonstop hiccups, check for heart attack. I've talked to you guys about this because I've seen patients with this. There's been a movie, you know, the one with Gene Wilder I talk about, where the pilot, he was with Gilda Radner on a plane. The pilot kept having hiccups and burps, and then he died dead of a heart attack. So I've always thought that nonstop hiccups would be a heart attack. Well, a 68-year-old man came to the emergency room at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York City, telling doctors he was hiccuping for 4 days straight. Again, I would say heart attack. Man was diabetic, smoker, had high blood pressure, but the doctor couldn't find any sign of what was causing the hiccups. They did an X-ray to see if there was a tumor in the lungs. You know, they thought maybe the tumor would be hitting the diaphragm, et cetera. Meanwhile, I'm like, check him for heart attack. So they sent him home. He comes back, and finally one doctor remembered a rare case from long ago of hiccups. Why don't they say they listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? All right? And why don't they listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? I talk about this probably every week. Well, anyway, he says he remembered a rare case. Boom, they looked at the EKG, they looked at the cardiac enzymes, and it looked like he had a heart attack. I talk about this all the time. Why was it considered rare? Why did they send him home? Okay, yes, I probably would miss things too. I don't think anybody knows everything that's out there, but I'm really shocked that somebody with chronic hiccups, the reason why is an inferior MI, an inferior heart attack, maybe even a posterior heart attack, could irritate the lining of the diaphragm, causing you to have multiple hiccups. So thank God this guy is okay. But, you know, for those of you new to my show, chronic burping, chronic hiccups could be a sign of a heart attack. Okay, yes, a rare sign, but it could still be a sign. Now, a lot of times it has to do with eating too quickly. It could be reflux, emotional stress, excitement, carbonated beverages, soda pop, that'll do it. And then, of course, you know, how do you stop hiccups? Well, a trick I use is I just continually drink water. I mean, I try to breathe through my nose in between, but I just drink little sips of water continually. I do it for about 10 minutes and my hiccups go away. I know some of you hold your breath. Some of you try to be scared. Also, you can kind of burp yourself. Pat yourself and let yourself burp. And sometimes the burp could do that. But doctors don't really know why you hiccup. There's no real, you know, clear-cut scientific reasoning for hiccups. But my only problem is, I mean, I talk about hiccups all the time. I talk about, you know, how it could be linked to heart attack, and it kills me that this guy was, you know, 6 days. If you look at the 4 days plus being sent home, 6 days. Thank God he lived through that. Now, I get asked, Dr. Dahlia, how do you live through a heart attack? Okay, well, keep in mind, a heart attack is an attack on the heart, basically. Lack of blood flow to a part of the heart. If the heart can still sustain the pump, still transmit the electricity, right, and still do a, you know, enough of a pump, then you're going to still be able to walk around. But many heart attacks, it shuts down that muscle almost instantaneously, and then you drop dead. So, yes, there are some heart attacks, that, you know, like silent heart attacks. People are like, well, Dahlia, if I have a silent heart attack, that means my heart attacks are silent. So, you know, I should be okay. Send me home. No, you shouldn't be okay. Okay, because you can still get the big one. Just because you had a silent heart attack, that means you were lucky. Lucky. All right. Let's talk about a person who's not being so lucky. Let's kind of move into political news. So Newt Gingrich, okay, smart guy. I love what he has to say in the debate, but he got himself into a little bit of trouble. Apparently, Newt Gingrich is being sued for the song Eye of the Tiger. You know, it's the Eye of the Tiger, that one from Rocky III. Well, Survivor wrote the song, and apparently a lawsuit has been filed by Rude Music, Inc., owned by one of Survivor's founding members, Frank Sullivan III. Sullivan co-wrote the song, right? It became a hit in the 80s. The suit says Gingrich violated copyright by using the song in appearances dating back at least to 2009, including appearances at campaign events and at the Conservative Political Action Committee. CPAC is hosted by the American Conservative Union, also named in the lawsuit. Wow. You know how many times people use songs? They use songs all the time. They use songs to back them up. You'd think it would be a compliment that they would use. So now, if I guess a company doesn't like you, they'll sue you. The lawsuit says Mr. Gingrich is sophisticated and knowledgeable concerning copyright laws and notes the former speaker is the author, co-author of more than 40 copyrighted works, seeks a court ban on Gingrich using the song as well as damages in an amount to be determined by the court. There's damages. Now, they say this isn't the first time somebody was sued for unauthorized use of a song. They say David Byron sued former Florida Governor Charlie Crist for $1 million using the Talking Head song Road to Nowhere. Crist agreed to make a public apology. Jackson Brown sued John McCain for using a song Running on Empty. Tom Petty issued a cease and desist letter to Michelle Bachmann for use of a song American Girl, as well as former President George W. Bush for use of Petty's song I Won't Back Down. So I guess if you're a political candidate, you can't use these songs. You can't use this music. I guess you have to make up your own song. If I ran for office, I'd probably do a Dr. Dahlia song. La 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 la. No, that's the TJ Maxx song. Have it your way. No, that's Burger King. Plop, plop. No, I guess I can't do it. All right, guys, we're going to be coming back from break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
All right. How y'all doing? All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you so much. Okay. So I'm just typing a little note to Kyle. We have Kyle working the dials, and Kyle does such a great job. I love working with Kyle. We got great guys at Genesis Communications Network, and you know, you got great hosts too. If you think I'm the only one with talent at GCN, they have such amazing shows. You got to visit GCNlive.com, listen in. Of course, if you miss any of the hours just of my show, go to archives, go to podcast, and we will rock and roll. Okay, I'm going to be on the news tonight, local ABC news, talking about Legionnaires' disease. Apparently, one of the hotels in Las Vegas, the Luxor, that's the beautiful Pyramid Hotel, somebody had just recently died of Legionnaires. We don't know the age of the person. We don't know what happened, but somebody was staying at the hotel. They believe was became afflicted with Legionnaires. And I know some of you are like, okay, what's going on? I heard about that with the whole Playboy Mansion last year. Remember, a bunch of people were partying at the Playboy Mansion and they fell with sick with Legionnaires' disease. So really quickly, Legionnaires is a bacteria. Okay, it's a bacteria that I believe it's called Legionnaires pneumophila. Okay, yeah, pneumophila. I have to double check. It's a very, very pretty name of a bacteria. And what it does is it causes pneumonia, a severe form of it. Okay, now, there is a milder Legionnaires disease that is that could cause Pontiac fever. It's milder, usually doesn't need antibiotics, kind of gives you a fever and stuff, but Legionnaires' disease could be fatal. And you get it from water sources, the sink, shower, hot tubs, and you breathe it in. It's usually not person to person. You usually inhale this. And the people that really get sick are the ones that are more vulnerable. Your older people, those with chronic lung disease, weakened immune system, smokers, or those of you that work in like air conditioning systems and cooling towers, if you have to work in those areas. Now, what's frustrating about Legionnaires is like Listeria, you don't know you are afflicted with it until sometimes 14 days later. So it could take 2 weeks. And you're like, why am I getting a headache and muscle pain and fever and chills and trouble breathing and loss of appetite? And you forget where you were 2 weeks ago. You know, or if you did some hot tubbing, because remember, these are kind of everyday things. You shower, and you can get this from very clean, well-maintained places. You can get them from hotels. You can get them from places like, you know, I mean, the Playboy Mansion. I'm sure that Playboy Mansion is pretty well-cleaned, considering it's a Playboy Mansion, right? I'm sure the hot tub is very well-cleaned. They say you can get it from hot tubs and whirlpools on cruise ships, cooling towers and air conditioning systems. You could get it from decorative fountains. I'm getting this from Mayo Clinic. Physical therapy equipment, water systems and hotels, hospitals, nursing homes, etc. And, of course, swimming pools. So, you know, it's not a dirty type of thing. You know, you could get this being as clean as possible. You breathe it in, and then you could get a very, very nasty pneumonia. You could also go into shock, kidney failure, etc. So my recommendation is, because Legionnaires is not the top of people's list, even though we've seen a couple very strange cases this last year in the Las Vegas area, my recommendation is if you do kind of feel sick and no one's really figuring this out, my recommendation is just say, can you please test me for Legionnaires? There's a blood test they could do, or they could even do a sputum culture. So there is a way to test. When we thought we had an outbreak earlier in the year, that's what we did. We picked up another case because somebody came in. But you see, a lot of people, they get better. Like a lot of people in that Playboy Mansion hot tub outbreak in L.A., most of the people were better by the time they figured out what the heck this was. So, but again, don't play with it, okay? If you feel sick, if you feel like nothing's right, just like with the guy with the hiccups, you don't mess around. You go and you get yourself checked. Okay, let's hit some headlines here. Spam made the news because it looks like Native Americans who eat Spam, that yummy processed ham-type meal that we see a lot in Hawaii and, you know, see all over the states, they say, especially Native Americans, it could double your risk of a chance of getting diabetes. So, already many of us are at risk for diabetes. So eating the processed meat probably isn't the best thing to do. Once in a while is fine. You just shouldn't have it as a main staple. All right. Good. Another thing we talked about was a mummy. A 2,200-year-old mummy was found. And when they examined the mummy, they found that it actually had prostate cancer. So they actually think this is the second oldest case because there was a mummy, not a mummy, but there, well, probably a skeleton dating back 2,700 years, from a king of Russia who looks like had prostate cancer too. So they think it isn't environment, it isn't the processed food, it isn't, fast food, it's, genetic. And of course, it's genetic. I mean, I never doubted that. One thing we need to bring back on this show, and I'm hoping they do more research on this, is the BRCA gene. About a year ago, a study came out saying BRCA genes, you know, in women for breast cancer and ovarian cancer, may also show a link to prostate cancer. So if there's BRCA genes in the women in the family, that may mean you're at risk for prostate cancer. And then you didn't see anything more about it. But that's kind of important stuff. So I hope they research that a little bit more. Okay, also in the news, they were talking about obese doctors and obese nurses. They said a study found 55% of nurses were obese and overweight. They also found that obese doctors don't really talk to you about your weight. So you can listen to some of the previous shows when we talked about this. Here's my issue with it. Many doctors have difficulty talking to patients about weight, whether they're skinny or not. So just because that one study looked at obese doctors having a problem, many slim doctors don't want to do it because they don't want to look like they have poor bedside manner. You know, they're running a business. They want to keep the customer. And you're not going to make the customer happy telling them they're too fat. So it's something that has to be kind of worked into the conversation. And I talked about how I work it in, you know, without being patronizing or anything. You know, I think there's a way to establish rapport. There's a way to bring up subjects. I mean, you know, we are the doctor. We are supposed to bring up sensitive subjects. But what I don't like about today's news is that we're kind of implying maybe the nurses and doctors that are overweight shouldn't really be taking care of people. And that's a bunch of baloney because many people have weight issues for a variety of reasons, polycystic ovary, low thyroid, poor metabolism, recent back surgery and inability to exercise. That doesn't mean they're mentation. I mean, you know, if your doctor and nurse know that keeping the weight down are important, then that's crucial. Just because they haven't been able to tackle their weight doesn't mean they're, you know, a worse medical provider. So that was something that came out. All right. Also in the news today, they were talking about pythons in the Florida Everglades. It's kind of interesting. They found that Burmese pythons that were actually originally kept as pets, they think is the likely cause of a severe mammal decline in Florida's Everglades. They're seeing less raccoons, rabbits, bobcats, and other species. All right. In PNAS Journal, they report that observations of several mammal species have declined by 90%. Now, the National Park of the Everglades covers about southern 25% of the original Everglades, a region of subtropical wetlands. It's basically land and water. It's beautiful. But the Burmese pythons have made it from captivity into the wild. With the absence of natural predators, the populations have ballooned. This is reported by BBC News. And now we have pythons. They say there's no accurate figures, but they think the numbers have reached 400 in 2009 and may be increasing. So snakes, I don't like snakes, especially pythons. They scare me. But if now raccoons and opossums are dropped by about 99%, are they called opossums? Opossums, I guess. I don't know. That we are really then going to be losing our wildlife. So I don't know how they're going to do it because these things, you know, they sneak back in the water. Yeah, I mean, not that I'm a big fan of rodents, but still. All right, guys. Great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Of course, please follow me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates. This is Dr. Dahlia signing out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.